swimming, diving, flying head first into it. So let's get this party rolling. So I've been off for a while. I really contemplated on like what I'm going to use till I come back, because I did some recordings with some friends. I did some recordings by myself, but I've opted to come back for the second half of this season with just like me talking to you guys, chatting with you guys about what has been happening, and pretty much whatever comes into my head, me chat. Honestly, I'm just freestyling. I'm literally just doing that. And I feel like I'm not just doing that for like this podcast, but my whole entire life right now is just a freestyle. Honestly, I don't know, before I get into like the deep stuff, how have you guys been? What has been happening? Nothing really of worth has been happening around me. I mean like in the news or whatnot, like nothing like that has been happening. Although last Thursday was my birthday, and it was a really nice birthday. Honestly, I feel like one of the things that I really don't like celebrating, you know, the more I go older, is birthdays. And I feel like this can be attributed to, you know, like goals that you've set for yourself and not, you know, being able to meet them, goals or aspirations you had and not be able to, like, you know, fulfill, or, you know, just, I don't know what it is, or just the whole like growing older thing. Funny enough, I've never been one to like be actually afraid of my actual age. Like, it's not a fear of aging that is worrying me. If anything, like right now I'm looking forward to 30. Do you know, not for any particular reason. That's how I, like, few years back I was looking forward to like 25. I remember like when I was 23 and I'm like, oh my god, I can't wait for 25. I just feel like 25 would be such a great year. Like, I'm that kind of person. Like, I don't know, like, the contrary to what is the normal belief. Right now I'm looking forward to 30. I just feel like, oh my god, like 30 is about to rock. That's a fuck shit up, honestly. So it's not the actual age for me, it's just like, you know, the fear of, not fear, but disappointment in maybe like, you know, like maybe where you are and stuff like that. And you know, because honestly at this age I didn't think, I thought that I would have got shit figured out to a certain extent. I would have had my own place, you know, at least like be doing the things, you know. But I wouldn't say, alhamdulillah, honestly speaking, I don't want to be like, because who knows, I'm a Muslim at the end of the day, so I believe it. I totally 100% believe in destiny, and if anything, years have taught me and experiences, good or bad, they've taught me one thing, which is basically that everything happens that is meant to be. You know, like things, you know, when you sit down and like look at your life and, you know, like play the tapes back, or is it rewind it back and see, you know, what you've been through and like struggles that you've been through and how later it made sense. Because there are things and times that I've like, I've been suffering for 19 years. But then later, like way later, I'm just like, oh, if I didn't do this, I wouldn't have been able to do that. You know, that kind of feeling. So definitely, like, I believe in destiny, honestly, because who knows, what if I had the life I wished but I was a whoopee girl, or who knows, I could have had a shorter life, whatever maybe I wanted could have led me to, you know, death or whatever, much worse. And I feel like I am on the track that I'm supposed to be on. It's just that, you know, as a human, sometimes it's just, you have to, it takes a while for you to remind yourself that, you know, God has it under control, you know. But honestly, I don't know, apart from that, I just felt really just gloomy. And honestly, I feel like there's just one person that actually makes me feel good about my birthday. I'm not going to lie, gifts aside or whatnot, like there's one person that's always gingering me to like, guys, your birthday, man, like, go out, celebrate, do something good for yourself. And that's always been Farida. Honestly, I've known her for how many years now, and I feel like she's always that person that is like, what are we doing for a birthday? Even when we don't live in the same city, you know, like she lives in Abuja, I'm in KD, but it's always a thing of like, what are we doing for a birthday, what's happening? And honestly, like, just another person trying to ginger me, because my family, everybody's living their best life. Honestly, everybody's just like, you know. And oh, funny enough, my dad actually, you know, he actually asks me, like 2 days before my birthday or something, you'd be like, okay, your birthday's coming up, like, what's your plan? You know, are you going out with friends? Do you need money? Like, he has always been, my dad is a cruise guy, you know, he's a cruise guy, he doesn't have stress. And my little sister, my sisters actually, honestly, they do be asking, but it's just, you know, another thing to have somebody else out of the fold do that and be interested in how you maneuver those, you know, moments, and just, it's really nice thing. So yeah, so for that purpose, I actually, it just gingers me a bit more. So anyways, this birthday, however, was really nice because I feel like it was so thoughtful, and I don't know why, but because honestly, before, like I was saying, I was really not interested in it. I feel like I haven't told people, and I am very as outspoken as you guys might think I am, and as outspoken as, well, I am outspoken, I am very shy. I can be very shy. I know that sounds very contradictory. I can be very shy, and I'm like chronically introverted and socially awkward. And I get anxiety when I'm like put on the spot and stuff. So I actually beg people, I'm like, please. I think it was last year or 2 years ago, I actually like was like, guys, don't post my picture, don't wish me happy birthday like in public, like hit me in the DMs and stuff. And I got the loveliest messages. But another random thing is that this birthday, I actually spent like few moments thinking of Fatty, because I feel like she's another person that definitely doesn't forget my day, and she's always like, what's up, how far? And I tell this girl, don't be posting me, she'd do exactly that. But I love her for it, because she's the only person that would give a pass. Do you get? So part of the day, I actually spent like thinking of her, like, okay, by now, what is she doing and everything. And you guys, my girl got a nice, see, I feel like in the previous, which is really the previous recording, the previous what do you call it, podcast, because I recorded it like 2 months, maybe a month ago, but I never got to post it, so that will come after this. But in that one, I was so hyped, because, well, let me wait for you guys to listen to that one, then you get why I'm so happy for her, like, honestly speaking. And Sha, I don't know, in total, it was just a really nice chill day. It was actually a bit perfect, I guess. And I'll tell you why it wasn't, because it wasn't even funny. These people that I live with, who I call my family, actually took me for stupid. This girl, tell me why my sister woke up in the morning and is like, oh, hit my, I thought that by now you would have cooked something nice for us now. Ah, you not try. My dad told me that, he wants to eat grilled chicken. My mom bought me the ingredients for curry. And she was like, oh, I want to eat rice and curry. I had to make my own birthday dinner, like what the actual fuck. And the second day, I told myself, like, I'm going to, like, take myself out. I feel like that's one thing that I've never done again. Which brings me to my question, like, why are we so afraid of being alone? I don't get, but it's something that I've never done, to actually go to a restaurant, a proper restaurant, sit down, have a meal by myself, you know, get something to drink, sit down a bit, like, it's something I've never done. But I would really like to go to Habil by myself, because I feel like it's the perfect environment for you to actually be alone and enjoy your own company. One, great food. Honestly, like, everything is just nice in that place. Secondly, the ambience is beautiful. And it's not really like an ambience, like a romantic thing. It's more of like a bookworm, kind of like cafe vibe. And I mean, it is a cafe, so that works. But one thing that I feel like really enhances your ability to be by yourself and enjoy your own company is the fact that they have like free Wi-Fi for you, so you can literally like eat your food, be going on your Instagram, check whatever, or if you're reading a book, that's fine, you can open a book on your phone or hard copy and just like immerse yourself in it. And I feel like it's something that I really want to do, so I might do that by the end of the month or next month, since that's today's 29th of August. So maybe something that I'll do in September. I want to promise myself that. I told myself that I was going to take myself out and have like my own dinner, since these people actually took me for chef. But I actually never got to. I can't remember what happened. I don't know. But I just never actually did that. So that's how that one came and went. But the actual day was really cool. But okay, so if anything, one thing that I really did, that I, as much as I wasn't able to take myself out for dinner or for lunch or whatever, like I planned, I made up my mind that I was going to do something that was solely for me and entirely mine. So I didn't get a big cake. I don't really like cake. I might have said that before. Because I'm continuing the episode from a while back. I took a break and I never finished, so here I am. Anyways, I don't really like cake. I have a weird relationship with cake. I used to sell cakes, by the way. And once in a while, those people that actually know that I sell cake, they message me personally and they ask me to do birthday cakes or wedding cakes or stuff like that for them. But I don't do it commercially like I used to before. So I used to make like, I'm not sorry. I make one of the best cakes in Kaduna, hands down, flavor wise. Like one of the very best cakes in Kaduna. The flavor of my cake is like top notch. The only thing is it's a bit expensive, and that is because of the talent, the experience and effort I put into the cake. Now, unlike, you know, how people would make cake normally with like flavor, I try as much as possible not to use any artificial things and whatnot. Anyways, that's another story for another day. One day I'm going to do a podcast episode with all the stories for other days. But I still have a weird relationship with cake because I make them. I make the best cakes. But I don't really like them. Maybe because I make them. You know, that kind of thing. Like, Oti. Your brother would say, Oti Rusumi. Oti Rusimi. Sorry, Oti Rusimi. So, yeah. So, I will make cakes. I might taste it here and there to make sure the flavor is right. But I don't really care for it. Like, once in a while, do I have cravings? I have really intense cravings. And I would go, like, my office is near this cake shop and the restaurant, I guess, Valentino. And I would go there and I would get like cake, I'll sit down, eat it by myself and stuff like that. So I do have cravings. Not that I don't eat cake entirely, but it's not something, I'm not going to buy a big cake. Honestly, those big cakes for birthday, I never really eat them by myself. And I guess that's the thing about, I was talking to somebody on my birthday and he said, were you the only one that was there when you were born? Because I got like really small cakes and he was like, you're supposed to get cake for everybody now. Like, these are your guys. Like, were you the only one that were there when you were born? Or like, was it only you that went through or whatever you went through? Like, stuff like that. I didn't ever think about it like that, you know. I mean, when a child is born, the celebration for the birth of that child, and it's not just about the birth. It's not just about the child. It's about the mother, the father, everybody. Even the siblings have a change in their lives because you are here. But I'm the first child, so what siblings? But anyways, like I was saying, I went to Delema. I got me some wine. I got white wine, red wine, and I got me a very nice, like, cute little, like, cakes. There's this chocolate fudge that they do in Delima that I really absolutely love. And the next best thing is the white chocolate cake. It's beautiful. I even prefer it. Honestly, it's like fluffy, beautiful, airy. It's just the right thing. So I got them, and I think I got a muffin as well. I really love their muffins. So I got three of them, and I got two bottles of wine, obviously non-alcoholic. I also got a coffee cake. So I got like four different types of cake and wine, and I came home and I enjoyed my white chocolate. I mean, I still shared it. I still didn't eat it alone, but I got it to make a point. But that's what I did for myself, and as small as it might sound, it really gave me such happiness to, you know, do that for myself, buy it for myself, eat it alone for the most part, and you know, so that's what happened for my birthday. And then later my mood kind of changed and I was feeling very like happy in my elements. I didn't go to work, so it was just went very nicely. My gifts, I love every single one of them, and I feel like this is one of the birthdays. I don't know if I said it earlier, but this is one of the birthdays that like my coffers got expanded. Like, I had money more than anything this birthday. Please, next birthday, you guys should be sending me money, because this money thing be making so much sense, you know. So people sent me money, which was really good. And my gifts, and the first person that actually gave me a gift was my junior sister. She gave me like some cash dollars, and I really like it, really meant a lot to me because I wasn't expecting it. So anyways, I am now this age and I don't feel any different. You know, on Instagram I saw this thing where this girl, there was a voiceover, and she was explaining how, like, you know, when you're a new age, people kind of expect you to feel that age, but you're not only that age. I'm not only like whatever my age is, which I'm not telling you guys except if I've already drunkenly told you. So let's say I'm 30, I'm not
only 30, I'm also like 27, I'm also 28, I'm also like, you know, I'm 23, I'm 22, I'm 21, I'm 18, I'm 13, like I'm 2, you know, you're all the, you know, you're an encompassment, I don't know if that's a word, but all your previous ages and previous struggles and experiences, like all encompass and become that age. So there's nothing, you've never been 30 before, do you get? So first of all, how do you even act that way? Secondly, you can't be expected to just start acting. It's not like a wishy-woo-woo thing. So definitely you would be your other ages, and there are times that the other ages shine, like when I'm crying, when I'm happy, when I'm giddy, when I feel like a child and I do some childlike things, you know. So those are the things about that. Anyways, my birthday was nice and I really appreciate it, and like I say, I can't wait for 30. Honestly, I'm looking forward to the next year. And there's something else to say now when I'm like finishing my recording, but I don't want to say it in this video. Seems in a video, lol. I miss my YouTube days. I don't say it in this audio podcast recording because it might make it a bit more sad. As you can tell the change in my voice, I'm quite sad today. So I'll do another recording where I tell you guys why. But anyways, all that to say, I don't know whose birthday it will be today or if your birthday is coming up in the nearest future, but please take care of yourself and do something that you would really like to do for yourself. If you want to go out to dinner or lunch or whatever, breakfast, you can do breakfast by yourself and do something with the girls or with the guys. But ultimately, I feel like everybody should be quite selfish or a bit selfish on their birthday. Choose you completely for like an hour or a couple hours and let other people in later. I don't know the word yet to explain how it feels. But if you do it, you would know how I felt or like how I would like you to feel. And it's very nice. On that note, I just want to tell you guys, I'm going back to reading Shadow and Bone. If you remember, if you were here since season one, then you would know how I got that book up. So I'm going to start reading from the beginning again because I want to start doing this like review thing, book review thing, maybe on my podcast, and I tell you guys about it, or I might do it on Instagram. I don't know. Anyways, have a beautiful day ahead.